It's Kramer with Mission Network News. You know, we talk a lot about how we can support the persecuted church around the globe, but today we're going to take a step back and consider what persecution actually is and our response in the world today. Plus, ongoing crises often lose support over time, but one ministry is staying strong in their outreach to refugees, and they're asking for some help. We'll flesh that out in just a moment. But first, persecution of Christians comes in many shapes and sizes, but overall, it continues to grow across the globe. We talk about this trend a lot and how it's affecting nations, churches, and people. Today, though, let's get back to the basics of the issue.
What is persecution? I think it is different in different places. It's different for different people. The bottom line is it's when someone makes you pay a price for being a follower of Jesus Christ.
That's Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA. Now, this organization supports the persecuted church in whatever capacity is needed. Nettleton says when those living in freedom hear about persecution, we shouldn't tune it out, nor should we worry about how persecution might intersect with our own future. The fact is, we can learn a lot from the persecuted church.
I hope that the stories of our brothers and sisters who literally are putting their lives on the line inspires us in that moment to stand strongly for Christ and not to back down, but to boldly move forward and to continue to be a lighthouse and to share the gospel and to pray for the people who are, the world would say, are our enemies.
We can rest our hope on the perfect plan of Jesus. Let's ask God to strengthen the church under fire, that they would remain bold, and pray that the rest of the body of Christ would engage with these stories in a deeper way. Next, if you go to church in the U.S., children's ministry is just part of the package, but it's not the same everywhere. Recently, Greg Yoder, executive director of Keys for Kids Ministries, got a call from a pastor in Pakistan asking what Keys for Kids did. He explains,
as I described to him what we did, it was very clear to me that he had no idea what children's ministry was and that he wasn't even focused on it. And he was surprised by the statistics of, you know, research that says 70% of people who come to Christ do so between their 4th and their 14th birthday.
The pastor was grieved that his ministry just didn't reach kids. But with no existing assets in Urdu and a large illiterate population, Keys for Kids needed help to partner with this pastor. Yoder shares they found a Pakistani organization to translate the Keys for Kids stories. These then will be recorded and loaded onto a solar-powered device called Storytellers. Yoder says,
in their heart language, they'll be able to understand the principles of God's Word and to be able to lead not only children, but we're even hearing adults, because it's so simple and so easy to understand that these adults will come to Christ.
This is critical when you consider how effective it is to reach kids with the gospel before they hit 14 years old. Would you pray that this project rolls out smoothly? Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And when crisis hits, the world jumps to response. That was true when news of the Syrian refugee crisis first broke, and it's still true of major global issues right now. However, when those new issues crop up, sometimes the old ones get forgotten before they're resolved. Nuna of Triumphant Mercies sees that on a daily basis with the refugee camps in Lebanon.
People are forgetting that people are still people, and people are still needing. And, you know, we might have a crisis that has been there for a long time, but the support is getting less and less. And people are seeing this and feeling this.
As Nuna and her colleagues work with the refugees, hope can seem scarce. And that is where the gospel comes in.
So it doesn't matter really politically what happens. It's the opposite, actually. People need you more. If you're bringing hope, if you're bringing peace, if you're bringing just a smile, really, it makes a change in people's lives.
But the physical needs are still pressing. And Nuna thinks you can help.
We need people to support. We need these people to say, I want to be doing something for my fellow brother. You know, I just want to do something. I can't just be looking at crisis and just say, oh, God bless them.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. You'll find the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.